we're going to go into something tonight called Celebration Night. I was going to say celebrate, but they didn't. Celebration Night, all right, because we are here to celebrate what we're about to do, which is awesome. I just want to let you know something is like, I think I've told you this before, but us youth pastors around the state of Minnesota, we have like this network thing on an email, and if you send an email, it goes to all the youth pastors in the state. So what's going to happen tonight is after our giving comes in, I'm going to send it to that, and in the same way, I'm going to start getting people's givings too, and I'm going to be able to let you know totals from around the state tonight of what other youth ministries are giving. So it's going to be awesome. I just want to let you know about that. But we've been in this series, right? We've been in this series talking about dreaming big and doing big things for God. That's what we talked about the first week. And last week we talked about don't give up. Remember the wrestler without no arms and legs? Remember that? That's awesome. Like, seriously, he didn't give up. He went on his senior year, and he was 44-4 his senior year in high school wrestling with no arms and no legs. I don't think he gave up. I don't know about you, but can't really give up if... You were. It was last week. We showed a video last week. No arms, no legs. The week before that, you're right. It was no leg. Arms, no legs. You gotta go to YouTube and look him up. All right. Yep. He was born that way. He's awesome. I forgot his name. If you missed it, listen to me online or don't miss youth group again. Okay. Amen. So here we go. Some people say. This is the thing. Some people say they don't follow Jesus because Christianity is boring, okay? They're like, oh, I don't like that stuff. That's boring. You can't do anything fun, blah, blah, blah. They're pooping all over the place, okay? Don't listen to them, all right? I'll be the first to admit I understand where they get that idea, okay? I understand where they get that idea. But just doing church, it is boring, okay? Just doing church, just coming here every Wednesday or doing this whole thing, it is boring, okay? So what makes Christianity not boring? See, but if your life is totally sold out for God, life is anything but boring. I guarantee it. If you're just going to go halfway, or if you're even coming on Wednesday nights and you're halfway, or you're reading your Bible halfway, or praying halfway, or just doing Christianity halfway, yeah, it's going to be boring. But I guarantee if you're literally trying your best and putting your feet solid in God and you're living for him fully, I guarantee if you're doing that and you're sitting in this place right now, you can agree with me that Christianity is not boring. It's not. It's one of the greatest rides of your life. And so for the last 4 weeks, we've been going crazy, sacrificing, scrapping, giving our all. Some of us more than others. I know some of us have been more lazy than others. All right? But overall, I know that we've been trying our best, praying, thinking, grabbing the pennies off the ground, even the ones that are stuck with gum, and we're putting them in our pockets, right? Because we need to give them to Jesus. And we're doing this all so other people in other countries have a chance. We'll have a chance for what? We'll have a chance for a lot of things. Some of them were giving them a chance to eat today. Some of them were giving them a chance to drink water today. Some of them were giving them a chance for the first time, as we talked about the past couple weeks, girls that are sex trafficked in India were given a chance to see the sun again. We're giving them a chance to go throughout their life without a guy coming in and taking advantage of them. That's why we're doing this, right? We're giving people a chance. Because here in America, we all know we get plenty of chances. And in America, we're probably one of the biggest complainers and excuse makers out of every other country in this world, which doesn't make sense. Because we have all the chances in the world that we want. But I'm proud to stand here tonight because I know you guys, Flight Student Ministries, have been working hard. And I know you have in the past. And I know tonight again, we're going to come together with the state of Minnesota, and we're going to give more people chances. A lot more people chances. People that we talked about last week that we might not even meet ever until in heaven. Remember that? There's people that we're giving to tonight. I guarantee 99.9% we're never going to meet. And that's faith right there, isn't it? Is that, I don't know about you, but that's not boring to me. That Christianity isn't boring to me when I know I can impact a life for eternity or forever. When I can give them food, I can give them water, I can take them out of darkness, give them opportunity to hear about Jesus. I don't know how that would be boring to anybody, but that's not boring to me. And so we've been looking, one other thing, what we're pretty much doing, and I want to say this because it's quoted here, we're racing against the devil to reach a person's heart is anything but boring, all right? Racing against the devil to reach a person's heart is anything but boring. Is that what we're doing, guys, every single day? And you guys are doing it in your personal lives, too. That's a whole other message. But we're racing against the devil to reach people. And that's not boring. We've been going through 2 Corinthians, so if you have your Bibles, and you should, like Dr. Anderson says at North Central, which most of you guys don't know that, but you'll go there one day because you know that you need Jesus. Sorry, that was like Dr. Anderson, he's the president of North Central. He's like, hey, you guys have your Bibles? And he's like, and you should. He's awesome. But we've been going through 2 Corinthians. We're in chapter 9 still. I just want to read a few verses to you that tie up this and end this celebration night. It says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but it also is overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ in your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Do you guys catch that in verse 14? It says, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given to you. Do you see what that's saying? Have you thought about that yet throughout this process or when you give at all? You ever think about the person again that you're giving to and maybe once they get whatever it is, do you think for a second ask Christ into their heart and they understand the process of everything that's going on. I guarantee a lot of the people, I can't speak for all of them because I don't know them, but I guarantee, and it says it right here in Scripture, and it wouldn't say it if it's not happening, but their prayers have you in them. So we got to think, this money and the money that you've given in the past or this money that we'll be given tonight, one day, just one day, what might happen is the people that we impacted, they'll be on their knees, they'll be praying, and they might not know who gave it to them, just like we not know who we're giving to, but they're going to be praying for you. They're going to be thanking God for you. Do you see that? See how awesome that is? How amazing that is? That someone in a whole different country, soon enough, one day, is going to have you on their mind, not knowing it's you, and be praying for you and being thankful for you because of your sacrifice? I think that's amazing. And it says because of the surpassing grace God has given you. What is the surpassing grace that God has given you? What is it? What is the surpassing grace that God has given you? Come on, this is church. It's the church answer. Jesus. Wow, that was tough, guys. We have to start from square one. A, B, C, D. All right. Jesus. So the surpassing grace God has given you, you gave because the grace that God's given you, you already know Jesus, all right? So you're giving because of that love and that grace you've received, and they're saying, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you, and they'll go out to you because of the grace that's already been given to you. And then verse 15 says, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. And the gift is again who? Jesus. See, guys, everything starts and ends with Jesus. And if you haven't figured that out yet, well, then you need to. Everything we do is because of Jesus, all right? And so we're giving because of what Jesus has given to us. We're here to celebrate what God has done in us, through us, over the last 4 weeks. We've worked hard, we've sacrificed, but he gets the glory. Do you guys understand that last part? We don't get it. We don't get it. I don't get it. You don't get it. This building doesn't get it. Bill Gates doesn't get it. All right? He gets the glory. What we're doing He gets the ultimate glory. So why do we give? We did this drive. We raised this money because we wanted to reach lost souls. We've been talking about that for Christ. But again, why? Why do we want to reach lost souls for Christ? Again, it comes back to the grace that he has for us, what he's done for us. I said last week, and I've said this more than just last week, that I fully believe 100% that if you're born in America, the most part, the majority of the part, I know not everybody's lives are daisies and roses in America, but for the most part, percentages across the world, if you were born in America, you were blessed, okay? And because you're blessed, we're here to bless others, all right? See, Jesus, the Son of God, we're doing all this, and we know this, and we're hoping that the money that we give to people, we hope they find this out too. But Jesus, the Son of God, as we know, came down in this world. He stepped down from heaven. He walked on earth with humans just like me and you for 30 years, right? And then and God gave his only son, Jesus, and he died on the cross for our sins, which is the grace that we didn't deserve. And that's why we can sit here today is not with as much guilt as we would be. And that's why we can sit today with rejoicing and about to celebrate what we're about to do because of Jesus. And see, that's the whole point. Yes, we're giving to give these people money. Yes, we're giving to give them water. Yes, we're giving so they can see the sun again because they deserve to see the sun and not get taken advantage by other men and women. Yes, that's really important. But ultimately, we're giving and we're always going to give week by week, month by month, year by year, so they receive Jesus. That's the ultimate goal. If your penny that you give tonight, that can give them Jesus. Do you understand that? That's the most important thing. And that's what you should be thinking ultimately when you're giving, when you're sacrificing, when you're working. Guys, you're not just giving them life here on earth. You're giving them life eternally. Eternally. And that's the greatest gift they could ever receive. So here we go. We're about ready to give. And what I want to do before we do that is I just want to bring up a few people, a couple students and a leader that just wanted to share with you. And I know many of you have done things as well too. And they wanted to share with you what they did this past month to give and why they did it. So if Sarah could come up and Julia and Heidi, and they're just gonna quickly share with you what they did and what they did to sacrifice to give throughout this time. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey guys, let's continue to give them a hand and you guys all a hand around here that that sacrifice this past month. You guys can be seated. See, guys, I just wanted to bring them up here as a testimony, because, again, I know there's others of you in here that did things similar, or you know, there's no Richter scale of what's better than the other. The whole point is the sacrifice in that you did something. And I know there's many other stories and we could go around, but I just wanted us to see from our youth ministry people that are sacrificing. So here's the plan from here out. What we're about to do, well, we're going to give. And the video is going to play that you guys are familiar with, the Desperation Band video. And there's going to be two buckets up here. And like always, the Speed Light envelopes, if you want credit for what you're giving, because you're in the running to get a sweet prize at the end of the year and stuff, put your name on this. If not, you just put your money in the bucket. And then after the video's done, a few leaders that know who they are, they're going to take it and they're going to go count it as fast as they can. In that time that they're counting, we're going to play games and have fun. Okay? So, but what we're going to do first right now, these next 5 minutes, though, specifically, what I want us to do is just focus. This is kind of like the last focus part of the night. It's it. And then we're going to be having fun and celebrating the rest of the night, okay? So if you can give me 5 more minutes of your focus during this time you're given, this is what I want to see happen. As this video's playing, once you give, that's awesome, but I just don't want you to stop there and come back to your seats and talk to your friends. No. I don't want that happening. During the 5 minutes that this video is playing, what I want you to do before you give, after you give, during you give, I want you to come back to your seat or wherever it may be in this room, and I want you to start praying for the people that are going to be impacted by this money, okay? I want us to take those 5 minutes to pray for the people where this money is going, to those girls at this moment that are in the darkness and don't know the next time a guy's going to come into their room. All right? Praying for the people that are sitting on the streets and haven't eaten anything in days. I want us to start picturing those things and praying over the money that we're giving before we go on into our celebration. That makes sense? All right. I'm going to pray. He's going to start the video. And we're going to go on with the night. And I'm just going to include this in to our prayer tonight. I just want to make you guys aware of something. Which some of you probably know. This past week, there's two family members within our youth ministry that passed away. And Nikki Otto's grandpa passed away this past week, and also Kelsey DiMarco's dad just passed away yesterday. And so what I want us to do as I'm praying right now, and I'm gonna include it all together, I'm going to pray for them and their families. I'm going to pray for them and their families, and I'm going to pray for what we're doing here, and then the video will start playing and we'll go on. Does that make sense? But as I'm praying, I want you to pray with me, okay? And so let's do this. God, we thank you for tonight, Lord. And first and foremost, God, we just lift up these families to you, God. God, we lift up Nikki Otto's family and her grandpa and her grandma that's going through a really hard time. They were married for 44 years, God, and I can only imagine what she feels like in the rest of the family after this loss, God. And I also lift up Kelsey to you, Lord, who's not with us tonight, and her father, God, that is with you, Lord Jesus. I just pray for both families that are going through a hard time in the midst of a loss. God, it's never easy. It's never an easy season when we lose someone we love. And God, so I just pray for your spirit. I pray for your strength, for your love to cover over the broken areas, over the misunderstandings, God, as so many people question you during this time, like, why would you do this or why now? God, but we all know, if we come down to it, Lord, we know that everything does happen for a reason. And Lord, sometimes when you take one, you save hundreds. God, sometimes one goes away, but you save thousands because of a loss in a family sometimes, God. But we just pray for their spirits to be with you at this time, God. And we pray for these families again, that their spirits will be with you. And that as a youth ministry, we can cover over them with peace and love and come around the students and the family members if they ever need anything to be there for them, God. So we lift them up to you tonight. And God, on top of that, Lord, we're about to do something amazing for you and about to save lives that need saving, Lord Jesus. And God, right now, I just pray over every student and I bless every giver tonight, Lord Jesus, in that whatever they give, it doesn't matter, again, if it's a penny or $1,000, Lord, we know that you will take it and you will use it exactly how you need to. And you will multiply it so many times over, Lord Jesus, that we couldn't ever even imagine, God. So during these next 5 minutes, God, as we pray for the people we're given to, God, in that you'll impact their lives for eternity, God, we just pray that you'll bless the rest of this night, Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. Are things good out there? Okay, here we go, guys. I just want to let you know something. After I tell you this, just remember, if we hit $3,900 tonight, that me and all the guy leaders are buzzing our heads, shaving it. All right, just remember that. And if we hit 10,000 tonight, Jen's shaving her head. Bald. You know the piano player, Jen? Yep. That's kind of hilarious, I know, but. So here's the thing. No matter, I haven't even looked at this yet because I want to be surprised. I haven't even looked at it yet. All right, here's the thing. When I say this number, hey, this is what's going to happen. When I say this number, there's going to be a huge celebration in here. And also, everybody gets, what is it called? A ice cream chocolate fudge sandwich. So you will leave tonight with a chocolate fudge sandwich too. Well, we're going to dance after this right here. You guys ready? Can I get a countdown? Can I get a countdown? All right, we brought in. I ripped it. 3,000.
No way.
Oh my God. 3,000. You guys want to know? 3,000. $82.17. Give it up to you guys.